You're listening to a Communities of Hope podcast, made possible thanks to a partnership with NHS Greater Manchester.
My name's Tonya and I'm one of the administrators for the Dutch Project. So it was founded just over a year ago now. There were six people that got together originally. One of them, a close friend of ours, he committed suicide when he was 18. So it was his 40th birthday and we had a big like party for him. And then there was like 150 people there and was like saying, God, look at all these people that he could have turned to. And that's when like the idea came to get together and put something in place to try and help people of like suicide prevention. So that's when it all initially started. So the original founders are from Blakely and Moston. So we're trying to just concentrate on that area for local community.
I'll put it in the other corner now for you. Put it in the other corner for you.
Did you get that one?
My name's Ben Marshall and I'm the manager of the Dutchy Projects FC. We've been going for roughly about 8 months now. Yeah, and training on Tuesdays and we have matches on Sundays every once a month. I knew that a lot of the lads that turn up, we've known each other years, I knew they wouldn't come to the one-to-one meetings and they'd feel silly doing stuff like that, so I knew that the football would bring them out and get us socialising and we have a couple of pints and that after it, and it's good, it gets the lads out together. I'm on a WhatsApp group called the Mental Health Federation and we play against other charities the same as us, mental health, but there's charities for all kinds of different things, but what all revolves around men, I mean, bereaved fathers, stuff like that.
The highlights, I'd say, was the event that we run at Avro FC. So that was really good. There was a lot of effort that went involved and a lot of stress. We didn't think it was going to pay off, but it did. It was really good. We got a really good turnout. There was another event that we held at FC United as well, where we played against another charity called Men United FC. That was absolutely amazing because it was like Blakely and Moston together. And the turnout was like 500 people there. So it was just great just to see the community together. It was really good.
We got the numbers, if you see tonight, at first we had like 30, 15 aside some nights, but like most match days we get 15 and 20 players. There's probably about, on the WhatsApp group, we've probably got about 40 individuals altogether though. When we first started the idea of the football club, someone we know runs the TRA, which is the big thing at Old Trafford, and we're there for our friends, and they sponsored us, so we thought, well, we'll get a kit. And then the TRA wanted to be on the front of it, so it just went together really. I designed the kit myself online and it just went together, yeah. And we got the training kits through a contact we've got at Avro's where we play our games.
So we initially started off doing like a mental health meeting. You could come in and just like relax and get something to eat. The forum was to sit down and share. You didn't have to. If you didn't want to, you could just observe. But obviously it was about trying to get vulnerable and sharing your problems and just being, obviously, you know, taking the stigma away from not talking and trying to open up. So that was one of the main things that we did. We've obviously brought football into it, running and walking, hiking. Talking's good about obviously getting your problems out, but we think another massive thing is healthy body, healthy mind. So trying to use different tools and different coping mechanisms to put, rather than turning to drugs or drink or isolating yourself. So it's about connecting with people and trying to do a different way of life. Like, we've got a lot of people involved that have been there from the start, but there's three people that have been there from the beginning and like have been success stories really. So there was one lad, which I'm sure he won't mind me mentioning his name, but it's called Gareth, and he came in with really bad anxiety. He'd like isolated himself for a year. I don't think drinking was a massive problem, but obviously that was one of his coping mechanisms, and now he's like a completely different person. He was one. And then there's a lad called Chris who's just recently shared his story, which we've just posted on our Facebook, and he was suicidal. He'd had quite a few attempts, and then he went to the doctors. And again, they were just like offering him antidepressants, but then they gave him our poster because we handed them out to all the GPs. He came along to one of the groups and he's doing absolutely amazing. He's doing really well.
I went, oh, mate, I'm going to pick the best at one point.
I don't think I've been surprised because, I mean, I'm in recovery. I have been in recovery for like nearly 8 years, so I've been involved with fellowships like NA and AA. So, I mean, being involved in that environment, I've got used to people coming and sharing their stories and trying to open up and speak. But what just surprised me is the amount of suicides that there's been, which was one of our main things why we got together, because it was like 6 people who committed suicide in 2 weeks in a local area. Mainly it was men. So it's like, we want to help men and women, but obviously I think there's that massive stigma on men don't talk sort of thing. So football's massive, because I think if they're in a more of a comfortable environment, a bit more relaxed, and it's not like all deep and all sat around in a room, and they, you know, they can connect and bond and stuff, they're more likely to open up. So I think with men, it being a higher rate of suicide, that's a bit of a shock. Our ultimate goal, which I think we've had from the very beginning, and I think we've had to slow down a little bit because we went all guns blazing and expected us to grow, but we've had to like just slow down. But ultimately, the end goal in like years to come would be to have our own wellness centre. So like to have a place where people can go even 24 hours a day if they would be able to contact someone. We want our own, like our own gym. We had a gym recently. I can't remember the name of them, Wellness something they're called. And one of the directors of the company, he'd had his own suicidal attempt. And we was reaching out to see if anybody could help us, and they give us like a big, massive gym bundle. So we're hoping, because at the moment we run our circuits, we've just not got our own premises, which we're finding really hard to get. So yeah, ultimately it'd be to have our own premises, have our own gym, run our own activities and have like our own mental health forum there and stuff. So it started out with 6 people, and we were only having a meeting the other day to say, you know, the people that are coming along and they're like, say, our success stories and they're doing really well, we're going to try and get them involved now to volunteer, because we just can't manage it. We didn't realise how much we were taking on, and we've all got our own lives, children, you know, jobs, and then some of us had our own problems. So yeah, it has been quite stressful. A few times where we've thought, do we really want to give up? Which we're not going to, because we know that there's a lot of people that rely on us and we want to help people. But yeah, it's tough. It's a lot tougher than what we thought. One of the founders, Claire, she does a lot of our videos and stuff. She put together, like, collated what we'd done in the past year, and we were having a really difficult time and being like, oh, you know, a bit deflated. Do we give up? And then when we looked at it and was like, wow, look what we've achieved in the past year. Where could we be in 10 years? So it's just about... So we've tried to cut things out that haven't worked. You know, we're learning that when something doesn't work, cut it out, and then just focusing and trying to build on the stuff that we are doing. So, yeah, it'd be amazing if we'd be here in another 10 years, definitely. So Tuesday we do football, it's men's only, Avro FC, that's at 8:30 till 9:30. On a Wednesday we do running or walking at Boggart Old Clough Track, that's at 6 till 7. On a Thursday we do circuit groups, which is at Scully's Gym in Failsworth. And then on a Sunday we do hiking, which is at various locations. We did previously do like a mental health forum like group, but we've had to stop that for the time being. Hopefully we'll be able to start that again. You can find us on social media, so we've got a Facebook page and an Instagram. We have got a website at the moment, which we should have up and running soon. Yeah, and you can get more information off our socials, The Dutchie Project.
Thanks for listening to this Communities of Hope podcast, made possible thanks to a partnership with NHS Greater Manchester.